Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 15th Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Pavle Vučković, who is here presenting the film Panama at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So the first question is the kind of more annoying question, let's say, but the obligatory one, especially on the radio format, and that is if you could introduce our listeners to the story of the film.
Yeah. Well, the basic plot of the film, it's pretty much melodramatic. It's about a guy who is avoiding a serious relationship and got into one casual relationship, which becomes a serious relationship at the end. But so we follow his kind of transformation through this relationship. So, but that's the basic plot. But the film itself, it's about narcissistic, let's say, society or narcissistic attitude towards relationships in overall. So it's kind of a mixture of genres in a way, and it's not just that what I may present as only a story. It has more levels in a visual and in a ways of the meanings that come from the film.
I just wanted to ask you where kind of the idea for the story came from.
Well, it partially came from my life, from my own personal experience, but the whole story and my life was not so interesting as in the film was depicting. So the basic idea came from some experiences in my life, which then I developed with my co-screenwriter, Jelena Vuksanović. We developed into a script so that it could, let's say, fit to a bigger screen, to fit and to make it be like something which would attract the audience and which will audience enjoy in watching. So that was the main, let's say, idea, my personal experience, like in every script that I write.
Yeah. And does the other part of the influence then come from cinema at all, like cinematic influences?
Yeah, well, for the audience who watched the film, they probably feel not interested, but astonished. What is the main influence is the film Vertigo by Alfred Hitchcock.
That's why I asked. I didn't want to say it, but
yeah. Great. That's good that you catch that, because I thought that only myself will understand, but will see this. Because there were some shots which were literally done the same way as they are done in Vertigo, because it's in Vertigo the main character follows a character who presents herself as different person to in a way get what she wants, and then she falls in love with him. And in this film it's also pretty much the same. The basic is the same, that the main character is presenting herself through Facebook and Facebook videos, and her attitude towards him, towards the main character, as a different person, but she's also in love with him, and he is in love with her. So it's a kind of even when we did the cinematography discussions with the cinematographer, we wanted to make it look in a colorful way, as a kind of a reminiscence on Vertigo, but digital reminiscence on Vertigo.
Yeah. But there's a lot more to this film. It's very modern, and it also does not shy away from using, let's say, some modern language, some things in our everyday life. One of the aspects that I found most interesting, for instance, is the use of social media within the narrative.
What you said is a perfect example, because the whole film is about projection. Projection of his own behavior on his partner, and the projection of what her is projecting, let's say, on him, what he will see on this social media material. Since the this film is, it's not, it's a, I wanted to depict this kind of relationship to make audience feel the relationship in the modern time, while you are like bombed with the images around on cell phones, on computers and everywhere, of private life of different person, and of the way how this private persons now are presenting themselves on social media, which is always in a way different than the reality. Social media in Panama is not the starting point. It was used to tell the story, but it's, of course, it is One of the main motors of the story, not just on the story, but my idea of the relationship now, that they are very influenced by social media, pornography, and all this combining together a system of values that we are under the influence on everyday basis. So that's why the social media is kind of a third character in this relationship. Mm-hmm. But I think that this story could be done in any time. I mean, it's about insecurities, so in a way it could be done in any time. Just the social media now became the third part of the relationship.
And I guess also one of the direct outcomes of this world, that, you know, social media and the other things that you mentioned there, is that love in a way is kind of treated as a sign of weakness.
Yeah. That is the one of the main the people who saw the film, you know, the last scene. I'd realized that after that I finished the film, that the film, it's about narcissism, which is not made by social media, but it is in haste and kept alive by social media. Because when at the present moment, even the architecture of the towns is make you all the time look at your own reflection, even in the mirrors or in the, I don't know where. When I was, for example, last year on the seaside in one pretty wild place where there's no electricity, fifth day, without seeing my own reflection, I got a totally different image of myself, because when you have all the time your own images of other people on the phone or your own reflection all the time, you're constantly reminding yourself of how you look like and what the perfect image you want to be, not what you really are. So it is a film about that, and about because narcissism is always against love, because love, what you ask me, it is in a way considered by a narcissistic approach as a sign of weakness, because when you are in love, you have to give yourself. Mm-hmm. And a narcissistic approach is always about not giving yourself into the relationship, but keeping yourself for yourself and for the image that you are projecting upon yourself and upon others of yourself. So narcissistic person could say that love is a sign of weakness, but it's really a sign of not giving yourself into the relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's what is blocking the relationship. So you're true, what you said, it is considered now, but I think it's just the state of mind of the majority of people. Yeah. Because that was my experience also. I didn't want to give in to the relationship, because I was thinking that I would lose some individuality, or that I would have to be, I don't know how to say in English, we have this expression, the guy who is carrying the woman's, you know, shoes. I don't know how to say in English.
I don't know either.
It's a kind of a...
It definitely exists in different ways in different parts of the English speaking world.
It's a kind of a guy who is like listening, who has this girlfriend who is bossing him all around. Yeah, yeah. And I was afraid of that, and I think that now I'm waiting for a baby with my girlfriend, and I don't feel at all oppressed or, depressed. I even was more depressed before when I was in this narcissistic state. When you start giving yourself up to another person and especially to your child, then you have totally different approach on the world, and you realize that you're not the center, which the media now is projecting, that you have to be the center of attention, which is not the real case anywhere in the nature. You know, nobody is the center of the attention. So
No. What you said was very interesting for a few reasons there. In a way, it kind of got me thinking about the importance of sex in this film, in the sense that if this film is about individuality, the only times when they're really close is when they're physically one at the same time.
That was the idea. This was the, let's say, the physical depiction of the two beings being together, and the only time when they are okay with each other is when they are in sexual intercourse. After that or before that, there's a space for lies and for everything that you can I mean, you can fake an orgasm also, so it could be a lying also in sex, but this was the kind of idea of the basic need to give yourself into another person. Yeah. And so we also wanted by these sexual scenes to depict how their relationship is evolving, how the aggression comes into the relationship, and how also what's the difference between the sexual, what you said, the sexual point and their bonding in that moment, and this bonding or the blocking of the emotions when they are separate. Yeah. So that's why there are so many sexual scenes, because in this kind of, by my experience, this kind of relationship carries this kind of...
It just revolves around that.
Yeah, yeah. It revolves and the things that put them together and also separate them in the same way. Yeah. I'd like to because of the influence of pornography. That's why we also try to do something which should not look like pornography, but my experience and also from my friends, I realize that they are trying to copy to copy pornographic sex life in their life, trying to be happy in that way, which is totally not the case. So this is why there are these scenes which are like having some kind of language which is connected to pornography, but also in the same way it's different than pornography, to depict this influence that pornography has on the normal couple, let's say, who are like supposed to have marriage or something, or live, not marriage, I don't care about marriage, but I think about the intimization.
Intimacy. You know, I was going to say, this is kind of something that would also, another filmmaker that I think would be interested in this and in showing it in a physical way too would be David Cronenberg. And I recently read something that he said, and you mentioned something that relevant to it. He said that sometimes, most of the times, he doesn't realize why he's making this film while he is making it. And you said something like that too. Is that like, you know, when you're writing down the stuff, does your perception of something that you make change over time? Do you realize new things of your film as you make it?
Yeah, of course. Especially when you, since Panama was made very long, in very long period because of some founding issues, because of the money. So I had pretty much time to think about to rethink about the film, about the ideas and everything. And even with the short films that I made before, I didn't realize what they were about only after they were done, you know, because in the process of making the film, especially when, for example, if you have a finished script and you know it's a script about this, this and this, but when you choose on this script, for example, we want to shoot this in this room, which is like brick wall, you have by choosing the set design, the costume, you also change it a little bit. You can even totally make it opposite than the script by the choosing of the characters and the set design and everything. So, I think that you cannot be, if you're very good at self-analysis, you can find out why you are making some film, but, for example, the Panama at the beginning was the film about trust issues between main character and female character. She was more negative than he was at the beginning of the writing of the script. Then while we were writing, I made them more equal. And when I finished the script, I realized that the whole problem was in the main character. Mm-hmm. When I put this on the reflection, the last shot when he shows himself in the water, his reflection, then I realized, it has something with the narcissism because of this whole myth about narcissistic. But I didn't realize it when I wrote it, like 3 months after. But then when I did a talk with the actor during the process of talking, of making a character, I totally realized that he is becoming more and more narcissistic without me telling him that it's a film about narcissism, you know? And at the end, you realize what it's about and why you have this scene, why you have that scene. Maybe I'll realize something else when I watch it in 2 years or 5 years, I don't know. But since the cinema has more place to put where you can project yourself as a viewer, also as a director, you can. There's a lot of spaces that which come undiscovered while you're making the process. You know,
and you know that's interesting because in a way, I guess the main character isn't entirely likable. He's not like you know. Yeah. The audience is free to not like him.
Yeah, that was the idea from the beginning. I realized that, especially his friend in the film, who is like very,
oh yeah,
he's very hardcore.
Yeah, he's like a comedy,
yeah,
you know,
comedy character. Yeah,
but I know people like that. It's completely
yeah, me too.
Scary,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So that's why I realized that. I mean, I think that you cannot like him because even the me as a character, as a director, as a character, that was Freudian mistake, as a character of this film, I'm not sure, while I was writing, as I said before, I wasn't sure whether this is film about, for example, he's a good guy, who because he is not a bad guy in a way that he mistreated formally girls, but in the core, he mistreated her because of his own insecurities. Yeah. And then when you realize that after while writing the script or while working on the film, that's why he became like this, you know, once, sometimes you love him, sometimes you don't. And it was also different people understand it differently, you know, some guys took his totally positive and said, oh, she's a slut or something like that, you know? And some, especially girls, understood the film because it's more from the feminine point of view. I think that's my experience of Panama.
It's a provocative film, nonetheless. I think people are going to react to it, and that's kind of part of the appeal of the film.
Yeah.
So we went a little over time there, but I think it was worth talking about this film. Yeah. It was really interesting talking to you. How can people keep in touch with the news regarding the film? Is there a website?
There is a website, but the website is more like a teaser, like panamafilm.net.
Yeah. And I saw it, actually. It's actually pretty cool.
And I made it. That's my first website. That I made in my life. I'm learning to program also. So
you gotta do what you gotta do. First feature, it's like you do everything.
Yeah, I did everything. I almost acted in the film.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. I actually take it for serious. Okay, well, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.